A new accessible information standard has recently been introduced to the way that the NHS in England works. This accessible information standard tells organisations how they have to make sure that disabled patients and, to use the modern jargon, service users, and where appropriate, carers and parents, receive information in formats they can understand and that they receive appropriate support to help them to communicate. So for a blind or partially sighted person, that might be getting information about doctor's appointments or medication in audio, in large print, in braille, or emailed in text. Already underway, this has to be fully in place by July of next year. Hugh Huddy from RNIB's campaigns team talked to us about this new accessible information standard and explained how it's all going to work.
Well, the NHS accessible information standard applies to the whole of England. It applies to all communications between you and your NHS provider. So that can be a GP or someone in a hospital, a hospital doctor, ophthalmologist, receptionist at the hospital, receptionist back at your GP, pharmacy, because it's anyone with an NHS contract. The new rule is that they have to find out what your required reading format is, record it on their system, and then provide that in a timely way. That's essentially what this new standard says.
And in terms of time scale, by when must this all be in place?
There are several key dates. The big one, the most important date we're all going to be bothered about, is July 2016, when all NHS providers will need to be capturing, recording, and providing accessible format requirements to their patients. That's by July 2016. And the key dates before that, by April 2016, they need to be able to capture and flag your requirements. And they need to be asking you proactively as well. It's not just wait till they're told. And then there's another key date, and that is September. All NHS organisations need to have their implementation plan identified, and they have to start rolling it out. So a GP, for example, will need to have worked out what they need to do to their computer system, what they need to do to their staff training and their staff process, so that they can put this standard into practice.
So it's by next April, April 2016. Do individuals have to get in touch with their GP or whatever their service is that they are using in the NHS, or does that service have to have contacted them?
Well, what the standard says, because the standard doesn't talk to us as NHS users and blind and partially sighted people, it talks to them as NHS professionals. It tells them that they have to be capturing people's requirements and recording it on their system by April. What is crucial, though, is why wait until April? The standard has gone through. The implementation period has now started. They do have to get it all up and running by April. So what we're doing is providing a facility for people to register what their requirements are, and then we're liaising directly with NHS England so that we can help blind and partially sighted people get their information to the GP as soon as they're ready. We've got a hotline, telephone line for people who aren't able to use online, but we've got an online service as well where you can submit a few details, nothing confidential, just name and where your GP is, and what format you require. And then as soon as NHS England tell us that your GP is now live on the system and it's working, we'll send you your notification letter to then forward to the GP, and then it gets logged on the system. So that means you'll get in ahead of April, because lots of GPs will be ready before that.
So just to clarify, the information that must be made accessible to a patient, however they're receiving their services, from a GP or from a hospital or even from the pharmacy, you said, is that everything? So if somebody wants information about their medication, their treatment, their options, when you go to the GP might say, you could go down that route or that route. Does everything have to be made accessible?
Yes, it does. And the reason why I'm not saying yes, it does in a really confident way is because what the standard actually says is that communications have to be accessible, but it doesn't define all the minutiae of what communications could be. But what it specifically says is when a GP, for example, is communicating with you, say sending you an appointment, a doctor's letter, information about a condition you've got which they think you should read, it could be your prescription information, then yes, that's absolutely crystal clear that that's all covered.
And this is important stuff, isn't it? Because we're talking about someone's health and medication in particular, the detail about that medication, how much must be taken, when it must be taken. This stuff matters, doesn't it?
Yes, it absolutely does. Anyone listening to this, and I'm visually impaired myself, will know this amazing feeling I had the other day when I was testing an accessible web page which contained all of my appointment and prescription information. So these are the drugs that I'm on because I've got asthma. And the amazing thing was, for the first time ever, I read it with my screen reader, and I read myself what my medication was, what milligrams it was, the actual name of the medication. And while I thought I knew the names, I actually didn't, because over the years, the pharmaceutical companies have changed the names. And now I realize I've been taking medication. I didn't even know the name of it. It had a different name. And this is just a small example of, I think, the world for us is going to open up. We're going to have a level of communication, a level of access to information about our own healthcare that we've never had before. And we don't realize that sighted people have it all the time. It's just that nobody thinks to tell you that you're missing out on it.
Now, Hugh Huddy there made mention of the fact that RNIB is helping blind and partially sighted people by gathering their details, just their name, the name of their GP and their preferred reading format, no personal details or anything like that, and then when the time is right, RNIB will tell that person's GP about the formats in which they need information from them. And more details about that scheme are available by phoning the RNIB campaigns team on 0207 391 2123. And their email address is campaigns@rnib.org.uk. And the new accessible information standard is explained on the NHS England website at www.england.nhs.uk/accessibleinfo.